Do you have a voice like a rusty hinge? Do little children scream when you try to sing them lullabies? Tuneless choirs are a growing phenomenon in the UK, designed for people who might have reason to believe they are tone deaf. Reporter Vicky Barber went to Nottingham, England for their annual convention.
Hey, the monkeys.
An open-air concert on a chill Nottingham night.
We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Above this chorus of some 200 men and women waves the banner of the Tuneless Choir. Its logo, a warped musical note.
We're just trying to be friendly.
Any harmony is strictly unintentional.
And we've got something to say.
Nadine Cooper is co-founder of the Tuneless Choirs.
Someone once said that they hadn't heard that song sung in 19 different harmonies before, which was pretty incredible because there were only 12 of us in the room at the time.
Cooper loved singing as a child until, aged 12, her soul was scarred in music class.
The music teacher put his hand on my arm and said, please stop singing, you're spoiling it for everyone else.
But her love of singing would prove stronger than the pleas of loved ones that she please not sing, and Cooper just knew she was not alone. With collaborator Bernie Bracca, a professional choir master, she formed her first tuneless choir in 2016. Today, there are more than 30 across Britain. Back at the conference center, five members of the Wootton Bassett Tuneless Choir pose for a group portrait. They cheerfully assess their singing voices as
flat,
awful,
yeah,
bad,
on a good day, pretty average. Yeah.
Couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
And then what happens when you all get together?
Magic occurs.
Yes,
magic
does, it does.
Enough of us sing the right notes at the right times to make up for the rest
right
of
order.
Us.
Song I love the melody of 42nd Street.
When I first thought I would have told you that I couldn't sing.
Peter Nicol from the Newcastle Tuneless Choir.
I actually encouraged myself to take some singing lessons for a couple of years so I could find out what I am, and I find out that I'm a tenor.
But experiences like that are rare. Part of the appeal of the Tuneless Choirs, says Lisa Neal from Maidenhead, west of London, is that they are emphatically not about improvement.
You don't have to practice, you don't have to do anything. You can just go every week and sing the songs and then, you know, go home.
Her friend Helen Cook says people bring all kinds of backstories.
When you look at our choir, we have people with spinal cord injury, we've got people with dementia, we have people with Parkinson's, we've got somebody who comes with Down syndrome, two of us have had breast cancer. There's all sorts going on for people, but we all come together and we all sing and we have a lot of fun.
Fun is what it boils down to, says Janet Daly of Wootton Bassett.
I've made friends, I've laughed more than I've laughed for years. Whatever the mood I'm in, when I arrive, I am lifted.
Well done, thank you so much.
Bernie Bracca is co-founder of Tuneless Choirs.
Because they've been told all their lives, or they think they can't sing, when they suddenly realise that you don't have to be able to sing brilliantly to sing, they just go for it.
Singing a song.
One Tuneless Choir has already formed in Boston, Massachusetts. You have been warned. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in Nottingham, England.